Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, joined out of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Right, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Happy Christmas, happy New Year, happy everything. It's the end of the year, bitches. We ain't fucking around. You think we're one of these other bitch-ass, pussy-ass, motherfucking bitch-ass made podcasts that's just fucking around this week? What do you think's going on here? Do you think that's who we are? We know. We're coming harder than ever. The ASSY Awards this Friday. Get fucking ready for the greatest award show on earth. We're putting more thought and more effort into the ASSY Awards than we ever have. We're going to talk about a lot today. Shannon, get your fucking lips ready, baby girl. It's happening. Ribbit, ribbit. I'm doing all the animals in the jungle. Every one of them, because everyone's fucking coming to watch us on Friday, baby girl.
Nope.
Shannon's doing the sloth. she slowly backs away from you.
You better be faster than that, baby girl, because I'm a cheetah. With a snake on his arm.
I'm a cheetah. You're one of your own tattoos?
Yes. I really do have a snake killing a lion. Because I'm the king of the jungle, baby! Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Incredible show plan today. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very excited. It's also Philly week on the show. Which, you know, we as a nation, we have no respect for Philadelphia.
And I thought we were gonna have all female horses.
Yes, that was actually a decent joke, Zach. We can tackle snake on it. It's not a bad joke. Very excited to have back on the show from the You Fucked It podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Brian Six.
Hey. Thanks, buddy. Hell good yeah, to be dude. Back.
Hell yeah, man.
Good
very
to see
excited.
You guys.
Also making his real ass debut from the Oral Presentations podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Chris Wood.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Luke.
Sup, kid?
I know.
You guys, I didn't realize how fucking nerdy you guys would be when you're next to each other. I never thought of you guys as nerdy, but now you're together, and I'm like, what are you guys fucking trying to teach me how to use a fucking...
You guys really do need a gay black guy with a keytar next to you.
Look, we have an incredible show today. I mean, we need to... elephant in the room. Okay.
Yes.
Zach, make a joke.
I just did. I said
sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. No, elephant in the room is the beatdown that I put on Eric on Friday, Wednesday, whatever it was. Eric, can you show everyone your eye? Come here. Come here, Eric.
I saw it on the way.
When did that happen? Wednesday?
What was that, Wednesday?
That's a bad shiner.
I didn't even realize how bad as I was going to look. Show your eye to the camera, Eric. This is what happens when you fuck with a rattlesnake. This is it.
Bit by a rattlesnake.
This is it. You get fucking. Look at his eye. Look at his eye, Shannon. This is what you're attracted to.
Get the yellow around.
I've gotten so many compliments from girls, so I
this
really
is
don't feel
what
bad.
You're attracted to, Shannon. A man that had to succumb to. Shut the fuck
get
up. Succumb out of my penis after we trained the other day. He actually sucked my cum. That's what I made.
Man, Diego is strict.
Shannon, you stated clearly on Friday's show, or last Wednesday's show, you said if I beat up Eric, that you would be inclined to maybe, who knows, actually make out with me at the ASSY Awards.
Yeah, so opposed to what...
Why are you stuttering, bitch? Why are you stuttering, bitch?
Opposed to what the people on Twitter are saying, I didn't make a promise. I said it would be an incentive. But I didn't say I would.
Lies. That's an explosion of lies. That's a new drop for that. When someone's lying now, they get an explosion of lies. Shannon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, all the fans right now, they want it to happen.
I want the listeners to know that behind the scenes, I've been trying as a producer to say, okay, how are we really gonna?
She wanted me to do this, Eric. She wanted me to do this. She wanted me to go.
Like that. Something's a fag. Let me show you.
He said, oh stop being a fag.
That's what she wanted. She wanted the thumbs on the mouth kiss. We were going to be like, no, Shannon. You still fucking, you twit.
Whose thumbs?
I don't trust him to put his
I'll
thumbs
put my thumbs right in your mouth and fucking pry it open.
Fish hooker? Both sides.
You're fucking crazy. It's happening, Shannon. It's if happening. You do not make out with me on the ASSY Awards, I'm telling you right now, you're fired. 100%. You're fired from the job.
I think that's illegal.
Illegal schmeagle. Bring me to court, bitch. I want to see you fucking figure out the legal process. I want Shannon to try to sue me. I dare you. Undertaker lawyer, please call in. Let me know if this is illegal.
Sure
I'm fucking sick of it. It's not illegal, dude. What is it? Fucking, what is it? The 90s? We got coronavirus now. Nobody cares about sexual harassment at the workplace.
So you want me to kiss you during coronavirus time?
Shannon, we will get a rapid test.
No, I don't want to.
Shannon! I beat the shit out of Eric. It's the only reason why I didn't take a light on him.
No.
I'm sick.
How'd that happen? How'd you hit him? How'd you get him?
Overhand right.
Overhand right?
Devastated.
Dropped it in. Dropped it in pretty hard. Yeah. And,
did you set it up?
Yeah, I always set it up behind a jab. Come on, baby boy. Okay. What are you all doing? Right. Come on. Eric, I'm fine. I'm done with you now. Thank you very much. Guys, clap
thanks,
it up for Eric.
I appreciate it.
I beat the shit. I beat the shit out of Army eyes. Infantry. Let me explain you something. I am tougher than the Army. Look at this. Here
oh,
we go.
This is it? Oh, we got video of it.
The Army has nothing to do with
obviously
my boxing skills.
Obviously.
You're the only person who's ever brought it up. I've never brought up the Army Infantry as related
hoorah!
To my boxing spell.
That should be, I'm gay. I'm gay.
So you've never formally boxed before?
I've been training for 3 weeks, and okay. I was like, I'm going to pick the best fighter I have.
Do we have the punch on video? The actual
no.
punch?
No. He asked me not to make him look that bad in the fight journal.
Yeah, okay.
That's him looking good in the fight journal. I want everyone to
play. Okay, Lewis.
Goodbye, Eric. I love being more badass than everyone in the Gas Digital Studios.
And that's who has to protect us.
I know. Now I'd literally be, if something happened, I'd be like, Eric, stand down. I got this. I'd have to. I want to protect the staff.
It's the first line, just cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Look, I get tired.
He's fucking, you know, look, Eric's great, obviously. Eric, if I'd still, to this day, if I had to have somebody back me up in a fight, it'd be Eric, because Eric can hit pretty hard, and he's, like, in shape. But, yeah, I mean, you know, not for sparring, I'll tell you that much. Not for sparring. All right, look, we have other things to talk about. Shannon, I'm going to tell you right now, the fans are, and also, guys, if you're listening to the show, watching the show, tweet at Shannon, comment on her Instagram, let her know how badly you want this, because I'm going to tell you right now, at this point, I feel like it has to happen. It has to happen, Shannon.
At this point, for me, I feel like it can't happen.
Why can't it happen?
Because you've been trying for it to happen for such a long time.
I know.
Right.
It's romantic. The way you describe it, Shannon, put a sexy
music. It's like a sitcom. It's a will they, won't they.
Yeah, put some sexy music on right now, Shannon. Now tell me why you don't want to do this.
Because you've been trying for it for so long.
Hmm.
And I'm also very intentional with my affections. So
Shannon, it is you can't just disconnect from and then just see what happens. Once our lips lock, maybe there's a thing where you go like, holy shit, I didn't even realize that I could get this wet.
No. I haven't made out with a new person in like 2 years.
She's due.
Yeah, she is due. Shannon, you're due.
No, I'm okay.
What am I due? Let's go. We gotta do it. Just
suck cum to your infections.
Yeah, suck cum to your infections. That's the name of the episode. I love it. Thank you, Six.
Sounds like she's gonna think about it for a little bit.
Yeah, just stew on it for Shannon. Chew on it for a little.
You don't have to make a decision now. You're all right,
Shannon. Just listen. Tweet at Shannon. Let her know how you guys feel about this, because I feel like at this point the fans have been waiting for this to happen for a long time. There is a deep, intense attraction between me and Shannon, and it has been that way for a long time. I'm telling you, I know when a woman. Here's one thing that I'm really good at. This is a sales technique that I have, is recognizing when there's an opportunity to close. And I'm telling you right now, Shannon is a fucking, you know.
Sales opportunity?
She is just a prospect, and she's ready to spend. She's ready to spend.
She has her hand nervously in her purse with the money in it.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know, I just have too much money.
If this were true, why wouldn't I use this as an excuse to finally kiss you?
I don't know, man. My problem is the Christmas party didn't happen this year. If the Christmas party was, I was going to fucking drug Shannon up so good.
Yeah.
And I was going to just get her under a mistletoe and make a little joke, make a little gag, and then lean in. And she wouldn't be able to deny it. It would have been fucking so romantic and hot. But now we got to do it on the show at the ASSY Awards, camera directly on us. Also, Dylan, when we're kissing, I want a close-up of our mouths and tongues. No. Like, I really want people to see it. Okay?
Shannon, are you nervous about being a good kisser? Is that why you don't want to do
that's
it?
That's probably
no,
what it is.
I don't want to. I just don't want to do it. He's my boss. I have
hell
to
yeah.
see him
hot.
Three times.
Hell yeah.
He's hot. They make hell videos yeah. about that.
This yeah, is like she's fucking talking about the reasons why she should. She's like, I haven't made out with the new guy in 2 years. He's my boss. I got to see him only 3 days a week. It's not even every day, Shannon.
Enough.
Did you say enough?
It's enough. It's enough.
Oh, they said enough. Like in a serious way. Like, enough.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually serious. It's going to happen, guys. We'll see what happens. As the awards do happen this Friday, guys, please tune in. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's show. Real Ass Podcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, here on the Gas Digital Network. Make sure you guys use the promo code RAP30 before the end of the month. You're going to get a 30-day free trial, which gives you access to every episode of every podcast that I do. Believe you me, Legion of Skanks, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, 22 incredible shows here on the network. You get uncensored access. That means we censor these shows when they go on YouTube. You don't even know the fucking show that doesn't go on YouTube, okay? You get pre-release on all episodes, you can complete on-demand library, you get access to the racist live chat, which is bumping right now. So, let's see, Funk Trooper says, Shannon wants to preserve the white race. Thank you. Matthew Davis says, Shannon is probably an excellent kisser. Dave Wheel says, just do it for the bit, Shannon. Yeah, get it? God, bit killer Shannon.
Bitch killer Lewis.
South Jay says, let him kiss your neck. Shannon, what about me? What if I just kiss your neck a little bit? Hell yeah.
So much worse.
What if I suck on your titty?
That's worse?
Can I suck on a titty?
Yeah, kiss a neck.
No, that's all like more intimate.
Not the nipple. Just
can
like...
I lick your appendectomy scar?
No. Shannon, not even just not the nipple, the areola. I just lick around the areola for 5 seconds. Shut up.
Yeah, around the rim like a martini glass.
Yeah.
Salt it up a little. No.
I'm trying, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying. Will Shannon ruin the ASSY Awards or will she be a part of history? We will see this Friday here on the Gas Digital Network. Once again, all streams are free. You can watch the live stream in SD for free, but use that promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial before the end of the month. A lot of fun shit to talk about today. But first, I got to tell you right now, I'm very excited because this has never happened. We've never had somebody on the show for the first time and have them celebrating a birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Chris Wood's birthday. Come on, everyone.
Woo! Wait, 34.
God damn it. 34 years old?
Yeah.
You look good.
That's a nice lie.
No, you look good, man. You look like a guy who's going to shoot his entire platoon and then himself in a bathroom, but...
Right?
Happy birthday. Dylan, what the fuck is wrong with you? You put candles on it, you stupid fucking idiot.
God damn it, Dylan.
You fucking moron.
That's great.
Give it Dylan, to him. Just give it to him. It's too late now, you fucking asshole bit killer.
You did a great job.
My production
job.
Team, the bit killers. They should do a podcast
call
together.
Me a birthday cake.
The bit killers. It just says cake on it.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that it just says cake.
It's been in the fridge for 2 years. So I'm like, first letter.
Nobody
good.
Ever, don't cut into that. We have to use it for anybody's birthday. We reuse this cake over and over again. It's actually made of styrofoam. It's yours, dude. Please eat it.
Yeah, eat that whole thing.
Get in there. Get him a fork. Fuck, Dylan. He's going to eat it with his fingers and no fucking fork.
I got a lip in, but I'll eat it.
Oh. You got that?
Hell yeah. There you go, dude.
Oh, great. Three spoons and a plastic knife. Fuck it.
Look, I'm not having cake, so I will tell you right now, that's okay.
All right, I'm going to figure this out.
Figure it out, dog.
I'll take my sweater off for this.
34th birthday, dog. Yeah, hell yeah, look how fucking jacked Chris is.
Yeah,
I realize Chris is jacked.
I'm too old to be hot anymore, so you just got to go with scary.
Yeah. That's what I've been going for my whole life.
I know, you're doing great at it. Thanks, you got that snake and tiger and shit.
Hell yeah, dude. This is going to be a fucking great show. Happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you.
This is it. Did you do anything for your birthday?
This is it? No.
This is it.
No.
But also, that's the fucking best birthday celebration you could possibly imagine.
Honestly, other than coming up here, I wasn't going to tell people about it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, after 30 birthdays, if you're not doing anything, you keep that quiet, right?
No, because what I do on my birthday is I tell everyone to donate to Children's Cancer Research every year.
Nice.
So I let it be known. But that's really just me getting pussy.
Yeah.
So what I do, it's a little trick, right? You're like, hey guys, I don't want birthday gifts. Nobody on Twitter is giving me a birthday gift. It's retarded, right? Not happening. So I say, do me a favor, donate to St. Jude's charity, which is a fucking, you know, whatever, probably a scam. But then all of the girls that see me do that, they're like, oh my God, this guy, he needs to get his dick sucked.
He fucks so many kids with cancer. That's how you get in there.
Dude,
call him St. Jude.
They actually, I fuck them so hard that their hair starts sprouting out of their head. It's fucking crazy, dude. That's how fucking good my dick is. I sprout their hair back. So, we have lots of things to talk about today. I mean, look, I got to be honest with you guys. I've just been thinking about the movie Soul since Friday. It was so good. It was so good.
Is that the new Disney one?
Yeah, Disney Pixar.
I did not.
It was fucking solid, doggies. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can describe the plot of this movie without crying. It wasn't even a sad movie. Did I cry 4 or 5 times? Yes. I don't even know why, though.
Because it made you feel.
It made
and you're
me,
not
did you watch it?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's so good, dude. It's so good. First of all, I didn't realize Trent Reznor did the score. I'm like, this is fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Children's movies and Nine Inch Nails. It's my fucking fantasy, okay? And I was having the best fucking Christmas. I mean, I looked at my family. I was having Christmas in my house for the first time. Every Christmas, we're in a little fucking apartment around, you know, a little table, 8 people around a little tiny table. Nobody can move. Nobody can do anything. The kids are on the couch. I finally got a kitchen. I got fucking, you know, a decent-sized home where the family comes over and you feel like there's a real Christmas celebration. The kids are all playing with toys in the living room. Everything's a fucking crazy mess. I look at my family. I'm like, this is fucking... Nobody got me a single gift. It was just me because they're all fucking dork losers. But I provided. I provided for my entire family. Just not even a question. Just everyone got crazy gifts for me. I was so generous. Taking them all to Jamaica again, the fucking thing that I'm doing. That's right, Shannon. You could be coming, but you don't know how to fucking play the game right.
Damn.
Shannon, you could be on that trip in a heartbeat, but you don't know how to play the fucking game right. Okay, but I have this amazing moment. My son's mother was there. We were getting along in a great way. We watched, you know, we're going to sit down and watch a movie. We have dinner. We do this whole thing. It's beautiful. I posted the faggiest post I've ever posted in my entire life to Twitter and Instagram. And it was just like, I'm finally happy and I have great friends, family.
Oh,
colleagues.
I saw this. I didn't know what was going on.
It was gay as shit, dude. It was gay as shit. I know this, okay? And then I watched this movie, Soul. And I was so happy all day. So happy. Then I watched this movie, Soul. And it is just sort of a mind fuck. It makes you think about like life and like what's important to you. And I remember I was so happy. Sorry. And then an hour in, I'm like, am I happy? Am I happy though? I don't think so. There's more to life than fucking buying your family banging ass gifts and taking the whole fam to Jamaica, man. That's right, Shannon. Jamaica. That happens. There's more to that though. You can just appreciate a fucking leaf falling out of a tree, according to Soul.
Ugh. Wasn't that movie about, like, dads? Wasn't Soul, didn't the dad die or something?
No, that's Onward. Cool. Now, don't you even mention Onward unless you want me to have to fucking start punching
things. What is Onward?
Things.
I don't
Shut
have
the fuck
kids.
Up.
I don't watch
Shut
kid
the
movies.
Fuck up. I'm not going to cry on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
God damn it, Wood. I'm trying to alpha me on your birthday. I get it, dude. I'm
it's
trying not
birthday.
To disrespect you
saying.
On your birthday.
I'd love to hear the plot.
No.
As a birthday
I
gift.
Refuse.
I'm just saying.
I refuse.
Okay.
Holy shit. God damn it, dude.
I'm
going to be a fucking asshole. Okay. Fuck.
How's that cake? Soul.
It's all right. I'm getting there. You want some?
Soul made me feel something. Okay. And it was fucking great.
Why? Tell me why.
Right?
I know, right?
Right?
Did you think about it?
Right?
What was it about?
Did you journal? Did you journal about this?
You fight journaled.
Why?
Can you tell me why?
Why? That is the answer and the question all at the same time. Holy shit, dude.
Whoa, Alan.
Deep as shit, doggy.
Holy shit.
Fucking Woods is deep as shit. Zach, you're off the show. Woods is the new co-host. He's too deep.
I'm fine with that.
You're not deep, doggy. You got to be deeper. Fuck, ask me existential questions like that.
Yeah, like why?
Come on, dude, get crying. Tell me the plot. Let's go.
Did I say that word right?
No, we're blown past it.
Existential.
Shut up, dude. Exoskeleton.
Yeah, there
What's
it is.
Existential mean, Lou?
It's like arachnids.
Yes.
So,
What's existential mean?
Don't fuck with me, bro.
I'm not. I'm having a birthday.
Having a birthday, dude. Existential. It is concerned with the existence, especially human existence, and viewed by theorists. Yeah, actually, I did use it right. I just said it a little wrong. I said like 2 letters wrong, doggy. By the way, I say most letters right. So, all right, real quick, we must thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the fucking bomb diggity. I'll tell you right now, because you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, get it from YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo. you have never been able to afford a kilo of anything in your life. Finally, you can buy a kilo. You can take it. You can enjoy it. It can be something that you fucking hide from your family. Which, Shannon, does your family know about your kratom addiction?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you do.
No, they don't. They have no idea. It's like, why does Shannon keep on drinking mud sludge? Like, no
reason. I drink it once in the morning, so no one ever really sees me drink it except you guys.
I've watched Shannon drink it more than once in a day. I've watched her fucking mix that shit.
When are you here? When I'm here later.
Whoa. Disrespect, Shannon. That's why I'm going to have to kiss you on Friday. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. This isn't for people that aren't in the market for Kratom or currently using Kratom. It has many benefits. Do some research before you put anything into your body ever. But a lot of my friends have had great benefits from Kratom. So see if it can help you out. Once again, YoKratom.com is a website. You don't need to go to a gas station or a smoke shop and buy your Kratom. You get it delivered directly to your door at wholesale prices. So YoKratom.com is a website. Thank you for supporting us, YoKratom. Go support them. Okay, where were we? All right. What was your favorite gift this year for Christmas that you got, Six?
Actually, I got a some kind of Stream Deck, but I have no idea how to use it. My brother got it for me. It's actually pretty good, but I have no idea what the fuck
it is. So it's like a camera switcher type
thing? Yeah, yeah. Nice. I've never used it. I thought it was a drum machine, but
I don't know. That's what I need for my fucking studio at home. I don't need producers. Honestly, a Stream Deck will replace both of my producers.
Hmm.
Okay. And it won't be a bit killer. And it'll probably kiss me. If I wanted to, I'll make that fucking, I'll connect.
You'll take a fleshlight to the
top.
Yeah,
dude, just kiss it, fuck it, suck it, lick it. Yeah.
Get the two. Get the mouth one and put it on top.
Ooh.
You get the pussy one and put it on bottom.
The ass one.
That Shannon,
the Shannon 2.0.
Shannon, you're about to be replaced by a fucking soundboard with two fucking fleshlights attached to it. And it will not be complaining and bitching and moaning at all.
All right. I mean, if I'm going to get fired anyway, then I don't have to do it.
You're not going to get fired if you pucker up.
No.
Shannon. I'm 100%. I can't even explain to you how serious I am right now.
No, me too.
Is Shannon single? Is she single?
I don't care.
I am single.
Whoa.
But so this will like ruin my future. Making out with my boss on the air.
You think that'll ruin your future? You don't
think that's
going
to help.
Oh, you don't think producing a racist podcast for the last how many years?
I know. It
took a few chinks to the armor.
This is going
to
make it worse.
I've ruined my future like a number of times. It still keeps going.
Yeah, dude, he's eating fucking ice cream cake by himself right now.
Yeah, it's 34. This is my birthday. You're fucking make out. Go for it.
I mean, Christ almighty. I mean, I made out with Big J for a bit. God damn it. Did that ruin my existence or is it a great meme that people use to fuck with me now?
Because you're both guys. It's different.
It's hilarious. It'll be so funny if me and you just kiss deeply.
No, it wouldn't be funny.
It'd be hilarious. Guys, do you think it's hilarious if me and Shannon kiss deeply? 573-GAS-LINE. Give us a call. 573-GAS-LINE. Put it up. Do you think Shannon should make out with me or shouldn't? Make the case. Men, we only have men that listen to this show. Even women, if there's any women, I can call in as well. Let's make the case to Shannon. Look, if we get people saying that they don't want me to make out with you, Shannon, I work for the fans. Okay, I'm not a boss. I'm an employee of the fucking public. And if they tell me they don't want us to make out, I will gladly ride off into the distance with my tongue in my mouth. Okay? But if the fans call in and they want to see it and they demand it, why wouldn't we want to give the fans what they want? 573-GAS-LINE, let us know what you think. Should Shannon make out with me at the Assy Awards on Friday? Assy Awards are going to be fucking great, by the way. We're going to be tweeting throughout the week trying to get some ideas for candidates for the different categories. So make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Louis J. Gomez. Let's get our plugs out of the way and then let's get the fucking show started. And please get the calls through, Dylan. We have a really great show planned today. I'm going to keep on saying that and never get to anything. Chris. It's you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Six. Chris. Yeah. Six. Chris.
Yes.
Chris. What do you got to plug?
I just make a podcast out of my parents' basement called Oral Presentations. It's all right. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Thank you. That's all I got.
Six.
Yeah, you fucked it. That's a podcast that we do. It's fun. Well, listen to it. There you go.
Love it. Love it. Just worked with Six last weekend.
Yeah, you got there was some intro concerns. Let's just say that.
Okay.
That's my first time.
I'm talking about something else. They're talking about something else.
Never oh, mind. No. Fucking. I'm talking about.
Everyone's
all right. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. All right. It was a fun night.
It was very fun. Night. Very fun night.
A lot of fun.
Shannon, I've been tested since. Shut the fuck up.
I really want to know what happened.
Zach.
You did disappear. I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up, Chris.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Shut
about
the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, shut the fuck up.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Fuck.
Yikes.
Fun night.
Dave's getting Zach's that special.
Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight here on Gas Digital. Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And I'll be on the road with Lewis the next few weeks.
Yes, indeed. Me and Zach both going to be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club January 20th through 23rd. That's just in a few weeks in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Also, Chris from Brooklyn going to be on that show. Going to be a ton of fun. Make sure you come out to that. Also, February 13th and 14th, Secret Group, Houston, motherfucking Texas. We're coming down. Looks like we're also doing Lafayette, Louisiana, and Austin, Texas. So make sure you keep on looking out for tickets there. Lots more stuff happening. Very excited about stand-up lately. I've been doing shows recently, so you guys are going to see some new shit. Very motivated right now to put out a new special at the end of 2021. What else? Yeah, Gas Digital, obviously. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. Get all of the fight journals, all the latest Real Ass podcasts, clips, special things, all that fun stuff. It's all available right at gasdigitalnetwork.com, though. So that's really where you should be subscribing. If there's one thing you're going to do, please... Dildo, phones were down if you were trying to call. Call again. Are they down? Are the phones still down?
It's back up.
573 Gas Line. Should Shannon make out with me?
So many people called that it busted the line.
I know. I'm about to bust out a line after
I was waiting for that layup.
Hell yeah.
Are you ready for one?
Go ahead. Let's see. What do we think?
Lay it on us, Shannon.
Hello? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jesus Christ.
All right, it's all good. Hello? Hello?
Damn.
Oh, he hung up on me. That's how they feel about me and Shannon making out. Maybe they don't want it. Maybe the
You're
fans don't want it.
You came out so hot. Hello? I would have hung up too.
Help! Oh, my voice! Dude, help!
Got to smooth them in.
Hello?
Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patrick from Colorado.
Patrick from Cala motherfucking Rado. Okay, Patrick, what are we thinking here? Should Shannon make out with me at the Assy Awards on Friday? We only have 5 days left here.
I think she absolutely should. But I think she should leverage something on her behalf. She should get something more out of it, too.
Shannon, I'll give you $100. Let's go, baby.
That's like prostitution.
Hell yeah.
That is prostitution.
Mm, not prostitution.
What do you think? Do you have any ideas?
Well, yeah, you know, maybe a vacation, you know, maybe a raise.
I'll have a raise if we make
prostitution.
I guess it's still prostitution.
All right, thank you very much for calling. There we go.
Fucking in the end. Yeah.
You win a Zach Amico nudie calendar. Awesome. Thank you very much. Put him on hold. Get him that calendar. Shannon, we got one guy. He says maybe leverage it. Shannon, by the way, I'm open to you leveraging things for a makeout session.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday because every time you tweet something, I get more Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say if I get to 20,000 Instagram followers, but it's probably going to happen.
How many do you have?
I have 15,800.
Oh, I'll get you 50. You don't think I can get you another 5,000?
No, you can. That's why I'm
Shannon,
back.
And that's valuable. Do you know how much each one of those people are worth over the long-term career?
Yeah, 20,000 would give me a lot more credibility booking guests for
See,
my
but here's
show.
What I'm not going to do, you fucking dirty slut. I'm not going to be like, fine, she's going to be like, maybe it would give me some incentive to do it on Friday if I got to 20,000. Then she's going to take the fucking money and run with it. I'm not stupid anymore, Shannon. You already fucked me with Eric.
I don't know.
You already fucked me directly in my ass. By the way, I'm breaking her down.
You really
real
are, Charlie. You really are Charlie Brown trying to kick the football.
High-level sales game right here.
Yeah, doggy. I'm breaking her down. Any other call? 573 Gasline. That's the number. Do you think Shannon should make out with me? We have the Assy Awards on Friday, the world's greatest award show. Real Ass Dude of the Year, obviously still being determined. Real Ass Bitch of the Year, still being determined. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris from Colorado, doggy.
Wasn't that other guy just Chris from Colorado? Is there another Chris from Colorado?
Sounds different.
Are you?
It's a different number.
Okay, fuck it, dude. You're another Chris from Colorado. Also, everyone who calls in needs to say that they're Chris from Colorado for the rest of the show. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter your name. You must all be Chris from Colorado. Also, runner-up for name of the show today. Chris from Colorado, what do you think? Should Shannon make out with me?
Dude, I'm betting 100% that she will do it.
And you're betting that she's going to do it. Why do you say that?
Because she's pretty badass and you're pretty cool.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you very much. You just won a free Chris Wood slice of birthday cake. So put them on the line. We're going to get that out to you right now. Hopefully it will not melt.
I'll send you a shirt. Give me an address.
Yeah, one more thing, doggy.
Go ahead, doggy.
DeRosa, 4 more weeks, doggy.
Whoa, hang up on him right now. No, I'm kidding. I love Joe DeRosa. DeRosa's the fucking man. Anybody else? 573 Gasline. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Go. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You son of a bitch.
Chris from Colorado.
I was
hung up.
I was like a Tim from Colorado.
Should be there. His name's on the screen.
Buddy, you there?
Yo, I'm here.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Titus. I'm calling from Arkansas.
You cocksucker. What do you want to be my producer? You bit killer? Do you think Shannon should make out with me at the Assy Awards? What do you think, Titus?
Yes, I think definitely. I was actually just thinking that, you know, you're always talking about like emotional debt to people. Dude, I think this could be a lot of leverage for Shannon to kind of get what she wants out of you sometimes, I think.
Well, if Shannon were smart, she would do it, then compile a compilation of me forcing her to make out with me, threatening to fire her, and then she would use that to leverage a lot more. But she's a fucking woman. She thinks with her tits, you know? Oh, her.
And if she reached around you and like grabbed your ass when she did it too, no, that would throw you for a loop.
Don't be disgusting, Titus.
I have a flat, flat, sloppy, gelatinous butt. And I will not let her touch it. If she touches
it's made of gelato.
I'm going to, yeah.
I do.
I have a gelatus. And yeah, if she touched it, it would immediately send me into a moment of insecurity. And I don't want to feel insecure while I'm making out with her. If she wants to touch she could hold onto my arms and shoulders, maybe my chest a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
She touches my waist or butt, I'm going to start freaking out and hitting her. So. Thank you very much, dude. You just won a free Dell computer. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get you that Dell computer right away. Anybody else on the line? I mean, right now, Shannon, we are 3-for-3. Wait, overwhelming. Shannon,
you ready? This is the deal.
Uh-huh.
What if you make out with Lewis, 7% of Gas Digital?
No. Zach, that is worth an insane amount of money.
Zach's giving away equity.
7%?
Like, I'm not
5% of Gas Digital.
Shannon, I'll give you 1% of Gas Digital.
Dude.
By the way, that's also worth an insane amount.
That's where negotiations start.
That is worth an insane amount of money. 1%. I will get Ralph to agree to give you 1% of the business.
You're going
to
make Ralph split the percent with you instead of just giving you...
1% of my business? No. Yeah. It's 5.5 from me, 0.5 from Ralph. Actually, technically, I could just give her 1%, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good deal, Shannon.
But then Ralph's the majority owner.
How much is Gas Digital? Let's say if Gas Digital is worth...
Oh, this is good. We doing math?
Let's see. Hold on.
How many pieces
These numbers
of
are not
going to
be accurate. These numbers are
cake.
Not. I would not say accurate numbers.
Well, no. I mean, I tell you right now, we've had crazy valuations before for this business. All right, let's just say $1 million, which is worth way more than that. What is 1% of 1 million? I don't even know.
Just so you know, we're worth $1 million. I'm going to get charged for half of that birthday cake.
$10,000?
Yeah. It's going to get out of my...
Yeah, that's how you make money.
Cake.
What is that, 10,000, right? 10,000?
Sure.
Shannon, if I give you 1% of what this business is worth, you would make out with me? You are a moron.
What if you just give me $10,000?
What if I just give you my cock in your butt? How about that? How about we do anal sex on camera, you fucking greedy bitch?
I have another caller.
573 Gasline. Should Shannon make out with me at the Assy Awards? It's going to be a great day. The whole celebration will be great, whether she does or not. But we are ending the show with Shannon sitting next to me on the spot. It's going to be a whole thing, guys. Also, if you want to, if you guys want to be a part of the Assy Awards, you guys can simply send us $1,000. If you send us $1,000, we will give you production credit on the Assy Awards. So, and I want it in cash. 151 First Avenue, New York, New York, number 311-10009. Shannon, I got to put him through.
He's there.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from San Diego.
Scott from San Diego, homosexual on the line. I love it, dude. We're so open-minded now, and we're so into being inclusive.
Scott is a very gay name.
Scott.
Scott.
Scotty, what do you think? Do you think I should make out with Shannon on the Assy Awards? What are we thinking here?
Sorry, doggy. It ruins the sexual tension. You got to keep the sexual tension, keep the ratings up.
Now, can I be honest with you, Scotty? And I like your thought process, okay? But if Shannon kisses me, and I mean this, If her lips touch mine, because I have very sexy lips, if her lips touch mine, Shannon, look at my lips. Good in there. Shannon, get in there, Shannon. Zoom. Look at this.
Mustache. Yikes.
Ugh. If her lips touch mine, the sexual tension will be through the roof. She won't be able to handle it. It'll be nonstop her thinking about it all day, every day. The sexual energy that will be coming out of Shannon will fucking... I mean, I think it'll turn, it'll make the show turn a corner. Because you're right. I think sexual chemistry and sexual energy and just that fucking built up, pent up energy, it does create some incredible things. It creates incredible moments. And I think it will be amplified if Shannon were just to kiss me a little, 5 seconds.
Yeah, and then both of you start dating other people, and it's like a roller coaster of emotions for the audience.
Oh, they fucking love it, Shannon. Why don't you care about the show? That's what I want to know, Shannon.
I do care about the show. Mm. I feel like the show isn't caring about me.
Wow. Wow. Let's see. Cabbage
Shannon,
Fingers.
I think you really got to push this this percentage of the company.
Cabbage Fingers in the chat says that stash is pretty puby. Let's see. Tons More Cowbell says, I'm getting nauseous for Shannon. Dylan, I need you to ban Tons More Cowbell from the chat for 12 hours right now. I'm serious about that. You fucking disrespect me and my fucking racist live chat, Tons. You think you're doing that, bro? It ain't happening. Say, Dustin Scott says, if Shannon kisses Louis, she could discover that they were meant for each other for at least 6 months, and she could be the temporary mother figure for baby James. Exactly.
Shannon, could you be a mother? Do you see yourself as a woman with children right now?
I don't know. I've dated guys with kids before.
Did you like it?
You?
Yeah. I did well with them.
Say? How do you feel about me offering cancer birthday money for the children?
That's very nice of you.
It is fucking hot, right?
It's horny. Oh, shit. It's
nice. So he celebrates the kid's cancer's birthday.
Yeah.
This tumor's 1 year old.
All right, look, we haven't done this in a while. Another Real Ass Script came in, and this one came in a while ago. Shannon missed it, okay? And it's from Gingerbread Stud. I know Gingerbread Stud. He follows me on Twitch. He's a fucking fat piece of shit. He's a redhead. It makes me sick. But I'm going to fucking read this against my better judgment.
Cool guy.
Okay. And this is actually about me and Shannon and our love. And it's about the last time on June 1st when we were supposed to have a mega session. So here's the scripts. We have a narrator. We have me, Zach, and we have Shannon. I think I'm going to have Wood, it's your birthday. I'll let you choose who you want to be. You can be Shannon or the narrator.
Which one doesn't say horrendous slurs?
They probably all. We haven't proofread this, so.
Oh, fantastic. Some guy just wrote this and said it. Here we go.
It's also way too long. God damn it. All right, no, it's not that bad. It's like 5 pages.
I gotta build tension. Here we go.
Get in the character.
What happened?
Yeah.
What's going on, Dildo? I saw him. What happened?
What's happened?
Dildo's coming to get the cake.
Oh, the cake? Good job.
I was coming back for that.
He wants to eat the cake, dude. Like it's his fucking birthday. Why are you trying to take his gift away, Indian Giver?
Put it on the ledge.
Indian Giver
Stop
is
trying
a...
to clean up for me.
I just thought about this recently because Indian Giver was a term we would say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a racist thing where like the what? Indians, we bought and stole their land from them and then they wanted it back? Is that why they called them Indian Givers?
The Indians were dumb and didn't realize things had value.
Yeah, didn't they sell Manhattan for like fucking 3 lima beans?
But is that why we call them Indian Givers? Yeah. Because they wanted it back after they gave it to us? Indian Givers is an American expression used to describe a person who gives a gift and later wants it back or expects something. It's the cultural misunderstandings that took place between early European settlers. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
They like traded all of America for those paddles with a ball at
the end. I love how even Google was like, the cultural misunderstandings.
Yeah. No, they're idiots that didn't realize things had value.
Yeah, I'll be narrator. I'm used to reading out loud in circles.
Hell yeah, dude. You'll be the narrator. Zach is Zach. I'm me. And 6 will be the lovely Shannon. Right. So let's go.
You want to put music at the beginning of it? Yeah.
Sure. Boom, why not? Boom, boom, boom. Why not? Let's
Explosions,
go.
Explosions, whatever you got.
Let's go. Here, we'll do.
What kind of music do you want?
You know, I know what we'll do. Here we go. I got it. I'm going to.
Is that Chet Hanks? Is that Tom Hanks' kid?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Luis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, exits his Uber ride in the front of Gas Digital Studios. He is so fucking jacked with pure muscle mass that car raises up on its shocks as he steps out and the door handle breaks off in his hand. He sees Zach Amico by the door. On his cell phone, Zach notices the sunlight gleaming of
off the traps of this massive man.
Fuck yes. This guy knows how to paint a picture. Very, very. This
happened. They got with this guy if Shannon doesn't get
heads out. Ton of fucking typos in this thing. Yeah. He didn't show it to like his sister who teaches English or anything. This is fucking. This is rough sled.
That's a bad Zach. Guy from Philly. A Philly comment.
Yeah, dude. This
yo, you sound like a fucking dickhead with your fucking writing. Your writing sucks.
All right, it's getting character.
Get frantic.
Oh my god, I gotta go. I think Vin Diesel is walking towards me. You know, I swear it's him. He does look twice his normal size, but it's got to be him. Listen, I gotta go. Bye.
Yes. This is great so far.
Zach hangs up his phone, and his jaw drops, noticing it's Lewis standing before him.
Whoa, dude. How did you get completely jacked in just 4 months? It's impossible. I, like everyone else in the world, thought you were just getting ahead of yourself like usual. Because it is literally impossible for someone to get this shredded from the fat tub of lard you were just 4 months ago.
All right. Well, we didn't have to fucking... I feel like it took a little bit of a fucking mean turn, but that's okay. Well, you all better watch out now, because this rattlesnake has fangs.
Is there something wrong? You seem a little on edge.
What day is it?
Monday.
The veins in Lewis's massive neck begin to pop as he becomes angry with such the inferiority of the puny life form. I read it as it was written. That makes no sense.
Makes no sense. No! What is the date?
Visibly frightened, Zach begins to check his phone.
It's June 1st. Why?
Lewis smiles intently.
Exactly.
Zach finally realizes. He tries to get through the door before Lewis... to warn Shannon, but Lewis grabs Zach by the arm accidentally, turning Zach's arm bones to dust. He still didn't know his own strength yet, because no one has ever gotten jacked in just 4 months.
By the way, I do get fucking jacked in 4 months. I was a fat fuck 1 month ago, and now I'm kind of fucking jacked. So whatever, doggy. Fuck, stop mocking me, you fat redheaded bitch. Like, literally, I look fucking jacked right now. I've lost fucking 20 pounds since I've stopped drinking, and I've been working out, and I haven't even really been lifting. So whatever, doggy.
Your problem with this is the way you're portrayed and not the fact that this guy doesn't know how to use punctuation.
I don't care about punctuation.
Ah,
sorry, doggy. See you inside.
Lewis walks into the studio to see Shannon. Her large chesticles are shimmering from the sweat of hard work.
Yeah, they are.
She is wearing super short and tight booty shorts.
Yes.
Exposing the bottom of her ass.
Fuck, jeez. I wish Shannon would dress this way.
She didn't notice her pussy lips looking like a roast beef sandwich poking out from underneath them.
You can see her pussy lips from behind.
From the back.
Yes.
The
yes. Oh, God, this guy's accurate.
She noticed a large shadow cast over her small, fragile woman body. Mm. She saw Lewis before her.
Is this guy an escaped slave?
Yeah, what is...
She had done seen Master Lewis.
Where's this guy from Alabama? Because it sounds... I mean, not doing much for the state. She noticed a large shadow cast over as well. A lawsuit. His biceps now ripping through the cuffs of his shirt. Her vagina began to visibly drip.
Shannon, can we get some like dripping sound effect? Maybe... Bloop, bloop, bloop. Or water flowing, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Go.
All right.
Shannon.
Sorry, Shannon. I got to read it in my voice, but...
Lewis. No, read it in her voice. To try to do her voice.
Lewis, I'm sorry. It's not my time. Lewis, I'm sorry. I just got off the phone with Natalie Cuomo.
Oh, Natalie Cuomo's so hot. Fuck.
She said she can't...
Maybe she'll make out me at the Assy Awards.
Well, she said she can't come today for the 400th time because...
That's
because
her fucking cuck boyfriend. Oh!
I'm getting there.
Her this guy's funny.
This because her boyfriend died in a horrible motorcycle accident.
Yes.
I had to book the only guest desperate enough for attention to come last minute. Ian.
Shannon, you dumb bitch. Do you know what day it is? Even that faggot couldn't ruin this day. I'm jacked as fuck, you stupid whore.
Oh, God. It's June 1st. I knew today was the day because you told me every week you could rape me right now and get off with any charges because I'm a stupid woman and I basically gave you consent.
I have been naming the date of the fucking assault. I mean, we've been laying it out. 5 days. If you show up Friday, Shannon, you're asking for it. But anyway, go ahead.
That's you.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Lewis takes Shannon in his arms, being careful not to break her stupid woman bones.
Lewis, is that a neck tattoo?
Yeah, you like it? It's fucking sweet. Natalie Cuomo did it. It's a rattlesnake wrapped around a skull.
The tattoo looked like a penis wrapped around a ball sack. But Shannon didn't care. Her vagina began to gush now.
No, let's read it the way it is. Here, vagina began gush now.
I'm trying to keep it going.
Before you do this, there's something I need to tell you.
Shh. I feel it too, Shannon. I did all this for you. The muscles and the neck tattoo. I know you're getting old as fuck and your womb is drying up and you're sick of being a whore tossing your vagina at any man who gives you attention. But I can't hold it in anymore. Shannon, you're the love of my life. I want you to be Baby James' new mommy and make hot, sexy stepmom porn with him. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. And I know you love me too.
That's not what I was going to say.
Before Shannon could finish, Lewis leaned in.
Sexy music, Shannon. Go, sexy music. Now.
There it is.
Before Shannon could finish, Lewis leaned in and began kissing her. Driven by pure passion.
Shannon, can you kiss the air right now while we're just doing this? I'm talking to sex.
Slap around in each other's mouths for a few moments.
Shannon, make kiss sounds.
When Lewis, visibly disgusted, pushed Shannon away.
Ew. Gross, Shannon. Your mouth tastes like tranny ass.
I was trying to tell you, Lewis.
Before she could finish, Ian Finance walks in, buckling his belt with a new tattoo on his neck. He walks over and slaps Lewis on the ass.
Oh, there's an Ian here.
Man.
Somebody do Ian.
Man, you should really need to give Shannon a raise.
I know. I was like,
is that a neck tattoo?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Did I jump in as Ian?
Man, you really need to give Shannon a raise.
There you go.
Is that a neck tattoo?
Yeah, Natalie Cuomo did it. It's a couple of cherries. It represents that little Justin Bieber looking fat. God damn it. Looking faggot Dylan whose cherry is
You had two lines, you man.
He didn't realize that it was going to be trashing himself. And I'm so glad. I was going to be mad that he even jumped in. I was like, Dylan, I didn't tell you to get on mic. But the fact that he had to trash himself via Ian made me happy. So we're all good now.
Finish the line.
Dylan, whose cherry I just popped.
But it just looks like a set of balls.
Lewis woke up from his nightmare to the sound of a phone alarm. He was in bed.
It's June 1st, finally.
Lewis looked down at his stomach sadly because he should have realized it was impossible to get jacked in just 4 months.
Is it?
He lost a few pounds, sure. And still had amazing biceps.
All right, cocksucker, I do have amazing biceps.
But was indeed not Jack Diesel.
Now Shannon will never fall in love with me.
Suddenly, Lewis felt a sharp pain in his dick. He tossed open the covers and saw Ian Finance giving him a blowjob. Ian looked back at him.
Oh no, the GHB wore off. Better watch out. The rattlesnake has teeth.
No!
The end.
Wow. Who was that written by? Gingerbread Stud.
Thank you, Gingerbread Stud.
Cohen Brothers.
You actually did just win a Real Ass Podcast mug or t-shirt, so make sure you actually get that to him. I mean that. Great script. Very talented.
Glad there was something after the dream sequence. I remember in third grade when they told us about reading, you're not supposed to end a story with a dream.
Yeah, yep. It's the hackiest shit on earth.
Glad there's a little bit extra there. Yeah, it's nice.
That was good. No, it took a turn for the hack, and then it fucking
it suckered me in. I thought I was better, and I was. It surprised me. It was
good.
I loved it.
It was good. And yeah, thank you very much for Gingerbread. Thank you for the callers for calling in, Shannon. We have a lot to think about before Friday.
I just couldn't think of how to get out of it.
You got to think about it. I'm gonna
figure it out.
Get them shorts ready.
Did that play make you think of anything? Or? It didn't change your mind at all, one way or the other, hearing us dramatically reenact?
I don't think anything is going to change my mind. I'm just trying to think of
not
how to make
that
it.
Not even script?
Nope. I'm just trying to think of how to make it play out in an entertaining
nope,
way.
Nope. Booty shorts. Fluff up them cold cuts, girl.
All right. It's wild. I mean, also, like, the guys that Shannon has dated, you would, like... I'm not even hating, but I've seen some of the guys.
The bar is not high.
What are we even doing here? I mean, I'm such a catch for Shannon. If I was Shannon, I'd be like, you know what? This is a good angle. This is probably the best case scenario for my life is getting Lewis to fall in love with me. And
making out with you one time is not going to change anything.
Shannon, it might. We might feel something.
Yes, Chris.
If you didn't, if Lewis wasn't your boss and he was just a very charming, jacked ass dude, what would you think? Would you be like, I don't know, it's a Friday, come here, let me get some of that. If like, in an alternate universe, it's not your boss, it's just
like
a man.
Possibly if we were like out and drinking, it's possible.
Possibly. Can you give me a percentage on that? Let's say you're on
4%. Shannon, if you just met me in life, I'm not your boss, alternate universe, and we went out for drinks, what percentage would you at least make out with me?
You're
come on, Shannon.
Four, and you just asked that he ordered you another beer and a shot. You
she's not a four, she's at least a six, dude.
No, you're on four.
Oh, never mind.
No,
sorry.
He's
on
six.
My fourth drink?
You're on your fourth drink.
A lot of numbers getting tossed
here. And you both have five and six coming.
It's probably
we call Lewis five.
Hold on, what?
Five or six drinks?
I'm being honest.
Exactly, Shannon. Likely. So why can't we probably pretend likely. We're at a bar?
Because we're not strangers. We work together.
We're talking about a hot fantasy
Let's
right now.
Let's just get really drunk on Friday.
Right?
There you go.
Yes, get drunk as fuck on Friday.
I'm healing from surgery.
It's a pandemic.
What does that mean? You'll get drunker easier?
Well, probably that. But also, I want my body to like heal. I don't want to stop it by drinking.
It might help.
So you want to
lock out.
You want to give your body a lot of attention.
Shannon, what's the one drink that makes you horny? Because everyone's got a drink that makes them make bad decisions. Everyone makes the bad decisions on certain drinks. Like tequila's the drink for me that I'll fight and fuck a tranny at the same time. It'll be a problem, okay?
Jack Daniels.
Okay.
Also, fight or fuck, same thing.
Dylan.
Nope.
No, Dylan.
Why do I say
we need Jack Daniels in the studio on Friday? Spike Shannon's drinks. I don't care. And I, Dylan, and I mean this, you're fucking fired if you don't do this. I need Jack Daniels and I need Ambien. Okay? We need both. I'm 100% serious. If you don't have Jack Daniels and Ambien for Friday's show for Shannon, you're literally fucking fired.
Just for Shannon, it's a little
If you don't
rude.
Have Jack Daniels and Ambien for the team.
Yeah, it's a little rude. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
Just asked me for the Ambien, by the way.
Does she have her own Ambien? She does have Ambien.
I don't have any more.
Dylan, do you want to be a producer on the show? If that is the insurmountable hill that you can't climb finding Ambien and Jack Daniels in 5 days' notice, then you don't really want to be a producer on the show. That's the way that I feel about it.
I'll find the Ambien.
Thank you. I'm 100% serious, too. We might have a new production team come fucking Monday. Okay? I'm trying to keep this show together right now, and both of you guys are failing me. Okay? So we're going to have a great fucking... Shannon, what are you doing on New Year's Eve?
I don't think anything. I have to be here early in the morning on Friday.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's the best way to get here early.
Stay here late.
Sleep here.
Hell yeah. It's going to be a fucking crazy day on Friday. I'm very excited for the SE Awards, Zach. It's going to be great.
Now that I know there's Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Because everyone's sleeping.
Yeah, I'm not going all of a sudden, I will be attending the SE Awards. I accept my invitation.
Shit. Shambien will be debuted on Friday. Listen, you guys don't know Shannon on Ambien.
How am I supposed to do my job here, though?
I don't care. You're taking Ambien.
I mean, the Ambien episode really sounds fun.
You're taking Jack Daniels, taking some Ambien, and who knows what's going to happen, Shannon? Who knows? It's just her body propped up at the end of the show.
Are you supposed to not take those together? I've never had Ambien.
Oh, you're definitely not supposed to
Dude,
do that.
Stop being a gay bitch.
Yeah. I'm trying to look out for the party on Friday. Dog, I don't want a body in here.
No, that's going to be fucking fire. Dude, can you look up what happens if you take Ambien and a little bit of Jack Daniels?
And then a lot.
Then a lot, Jack.
All right.
Yeah, we want to know what's going to happen progressively. Yeah, a little bit, a medium amount, and then a lot.
Cardiac arrest.
It said mixing alcohol and Ambien can cause mild to dangerous side effects, including confusion.
Fucking your boss.
Banging Lewis. <Yeah. laughs> Just a picture of you on it. Yeah. may result in Puerto Rican penetration.
May result in what?
Confusion, dizziness, sleep apnea, and overdose.
Hell yeah.
So, I have all those symptoms currently.
Yeah, you're just going to snore that's loud. Boom. Who gives a shit?
You get Zach Amico disease?
Yeah, that's just...
That's how I sleep normally, without the whiskey and Ambien.
I love it. I fucking love it. All right.
I've never mixed those. You ever take sleeping pills?
Nah. Is that what Ambien is? It's a sleeping pill?
It's a sleeping pill.
Yeah, it's a
sleeping
hypnotic. Pill.
Yeah, sleeping pill.
The stuff black people drink?
Yeah.
No, it's
like Trazodone. Yeah. Was that the shit?
Y'all ain't got Ciroc.
Mel Gibson was on that when he flipped out, wasn't he?
I think so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Roseanne was.
Yeah, Ambien is a sleeping pill, but it's supposedly if you fight the urge to sleep, gets you pretty.
Oh, it's like
up.
NyQuil. Yeah. Where, like, if you fight it, you're going.
What is the thing that I took and got drunk on once, and I was like, that's just too much? Xanny. Xanax.
Oh, fuck yeah. Xannies.
Really?
Dude, Xanax and alcohol, that is like...
Oh, brutal.
Whatever that combination is, you're just like...
Did you remember anything?
Nothing.
Yep. Nope. It's the worst feeling.
Nothing. I mean... To the point where I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, I have no idea how I got home. It is like just a guaranteed blackout.
Oh,
it's
time
traveling.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's time traveling plus your dick doesn't work.
Yep.
Oh, it kills your dick. I didn't know that.
I don't know about other people. Xanax. I could fuck. You could fucking tug me for an hour. And nothing happened.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's move on for a little bit. We'll get back to it probably at one point, but. Let's see. Soho Karen, I hate. All right, look, 2021. You're not allowed to say Karen. You're not allowed to say cuck.
What?
You're not allowed to say cuck. Unless you're talking about an actual cuck.
Is that
cuck.
New?
I hate it. It's a simple term that people throw out. Like, oh, you're a fucking cuck.
Yeah, right.
And I just feel like it's a little bit overused at this point. It's just sort of like.
Oh, you're done with it.
I'm done with people using.
Oh, yeah. I thought the same thing. I thought you meant there was like a report saying.
No, don't say that now. This is a Lewis rule. He wants.
Okay.
He wants white women to stop being referred to as Karens.
And I want pussy men to stop being referred to as cucks. There's more creative ways to get there.
I'll agree with that.
I feel like cuck is just a very. If somebody throws out cuck, I'm like, all right, dude, you fucking you got nothing. Mm-hmm. You got nothing else. You couldn't even be creative with an insult.
Yeah.
You know. And then Karen, I mean, it makes my blood boil when people call people Karens. Yeah. I hate it.
It never caught on for me. It felt like a layup or like, I don't know.
It's just some fucking pussy shit. Look at this Karen. Like,
yeah.
I hate it so much. But anyway, sorry. No. Soho Karen accuses teenage black kid of stealing her phone. Then Uber driver returns her phone shortly after. Nice. Nice. Let's see. Is it a video? Beautiful. Please bring it up.
It's pretty quick.
What is
Let's
this?
Let's see.
No, you don't have to explain nothing to her.
Take the case off. That's mine. Literally, give it back.
Are you kidding me? You feel like there's only one iPhone made in the world?
No. Okay, then show me the.
No,
show me all my
you get a life
over there.
No,
what's on your background?
You better go use find my iPhone. Ooh, do that.
Find my iPhone is on. Okay, on that.
No, no.
It's pretty hot.
I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, girl.
I don't care.
I don't know about the fucking Karen thing.
Hey, didn't you see me just come down?
Is this at the Defert Mall? Where the fuck are they?
No, but you're not helping.
I
what
am.
You've been is disrespectful.
No, I'm trying to settle the situation.
My son has nothing to do with her.
No. Wow. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the lobby. Then show me the proof. No, he's not leaving. Show me the proof.
Are you
show
kidding me? You already. Better get on.
I need you away.
Let's go, kid.
I need
you away. I'm sorry.
Better get on. We have you. What, you see away. You see two black people?
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone.
Whoa.
Why'd she fall?
Is she fucked up?
Yeah, she's on Ambien and whiskey, I think.
She might be fucked up.
Wait, but how do we know that the Uber driver gives it back?
Good question.
It says it in the article. It's not in the video. It says it in the article. And they also identified, I don't know if you said this before, but they identified who she was. Oh, they think they identified her and said she was a nurse from Staten Island, and they tagged her in it, and she swears it's not her, but there are pictures of her in the hotel.
Chasing black men down the street. Anyone has a phone.
But how do we know that the Uber driver returned it, though?
It's just reported in the article. It says that the Uber driver came shortly after.
I kind of still believe her.
This is the picture from the video.
Yeah.
And this is a picture she posted on her Instagram. Wait, there's a better one.
That's different one.
Like, just out here accusing black men. Hashtag Karen.
Oh, she's hot.
Hell yeah. Same girl.
Whoa, hell yeah, I understand.
See, that's not a Karen. Isn't Karen the stereotypical Karen, like a 50-year-old white woman with a fucking haircut?
Yeah, now they John and K plus 8 haircut.
There you go. Yeah.
Now they're doing it for anybody.
Anybody white.
Any white woman who complains about anything.
I'm on board with her.
Look, let me tell you something. This video is inconclusive. Inconclusive whether or not this black kid stole this woman's cell phone. I'm looking at her face. I'm telling you right now, I don't believe this girl would lie.
Yeah. I feel like she's got a lot on her mind, you know? She's so beautiful.
She's so fucking hot, dude.
Give her my phone.
Why not? Why don't you just give her your phone, you fucking black asshole? Well, I gotta fucking turn everything into a fucking thing. She's a hot chick. Give her your phone, doggy.
She was pretty.
Why don't you just show
proof that it's your phone.
Why didn't you just stop and be like, here's my passcode.
Here's pictures of me.
Pictures of my kid, whatever.
Here's pictures of my kid I don't know.
Yeah, who's running around?
That's my son, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, but like, I feel like that guy wants a viral video. That's why he's filming
it. Oh, absolutely.
Instead of going.
That could have been shut down in 10 seconds.
I'm not positive he didn't steal her phone. I'm really not positive.
There's no video proof.
There's no video. I was waiting for the Uber driver to be like, miss, I have your phone. I was like, all right, fuck, this is great. That would have been the greatest video of all time. Right now, all this video tells me is that fucking this beautiful fucking angel, this little baby girl who's fucking just, she's desperate. She wants her phone. These two fucking likely basketball players are fucking passing a phone back and forth, monkey in the middle style.
And on
either end. She's the monkey.
Whoa.
Well, Lewis.
Zach's head end on either end. fuck, dude.
Lewis.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Dude. He just Booker T'd himself into that one.
Yeah, racist live chat says, height privilege says, Lewis loves racist white bitches. I really do. Racist white bitches get my dick going. I don't know why. I'm fucking hot, dude. Because I've fucked around with a couple of racist white bitches before, and I know that they're like just fucking hating themselves for it. All the guilt that they feel, for sure.
Well, yeah. You know they're racist because like behind closed doors they say shit?
Well, you're like, get off me, Spick! Get off me! You feel this, Spick!
That'll give it to you, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, that chick's pretty fucking hot, though. I like her. Very sexy.
She fell down at the end. I feel bad for her. She hope she's
OnlyFans?
Okay. Damn. She's got to have an OnlyFans.
Is she even white?
Yeah, by the way. Exactly. She looks like she's a fucking Arab or some shit.
She's a little Middle Eastern in her.
It's Karen with a Q.
Yeah, it's Quran.
It's Karen with two H's.
And without a clit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what happened. Let's just tell them the truth. I mean, it is, at that point, I mean, look, I would just try to make the fucking bitch feel stupid. I'd be like, yeah, it's not your phone, look. And then I'd show it to her as opposed to...
Yeah, then I'd get out.
Yeah, then you get the fuck out of there. Yeah, but look, also, like...
Here's 85 pictures of my son and no jokes.
I get... can you cut Zach's microphone for the rest of the show, please? I'm sick of it. It's going to be an unfunny show. It's going to be a jokeless.
Wow.
A jokeless show. Yeah, I mean, I understand, though, the sentiment of not, like, bending and being like, you know, oh, well, I have to show you my phone because you pointed at me. But where did she come up with the idea that he stole her phone?
I don't. Yeah, see, that's there's nothing.
So here's
to
my
that.
Here's my
did
problem.
How did they get to that situation?
She said take the case off.
I need
off.
To know that.
Yeah, she did.
Like he stole her phone and put his case on it.
He might have. So,
well, how did he get into the phone?
So here's the thing, right? She fucking, if she left it in an Uber, let me just, I'm just putting on my detective hat here, okay?
Here we go.
Okay, and if she got into the, why? Where is she coming up with that this guy stole her phone? If she went all the way from an Uber into a hotel, into a store, and now realizes the phone is gone. There's more to this situation than simply she forgot it in an Uber, pointed at a random black guy and say, he stole my phone.
Yeah,
that doesn't make it doesn't add up just from a logical standpoint. Unless she was absolutely hammered, like if she was drunk, I would go like, okay, people do shit like that. One time, I was walking down the street. This is maybe 8 years ago, 7 years ago, and a cop car pulled up to me. Okay,
Typical.
Two cops get out of the car and like get up against the wall, and I'm like, whoa! Now a girl in the car, hysterically crying, hammered. She's going, yeah, that's him. That's him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's him. Wait, what?
By the way, I do not know this story, and I'm terrified.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wait a minute, that's him. She's like, yeah, he assaulted me. He attacked me. And I was like,
it's Shannon. You're
like, damn it.
This bitch again.
This bitch got me.
No, and then she was like, she was really drunk, and she was like, and I was like, guys, I was like, I've never seen this woman in my life. I was like, I just came from a comedy show. I can show you where I came from. I was like, I'm just like completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, terrified at this point, like fucking terrified, because it's just your word versus her word. And she is going on. She's like, no, it's him. He's lying. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you guys. I was like, I could prove that I wasn't near this girl. I was like, but now in my mind, I was like, I'm fucked right now. I'm completely fucked. Luckily, the cops kind of just were like, you know what? This chick is fucking drunk and crazy. And this guy is just walking down the street. It seems like she just picked him out. And they were like, you know what, sir? Carry on. She's drunk. And they just let me go.
Hmm.
Now, I will admit, 7 years later, I assaulted that woman.
It was me all along.
I was about to say, you get credit for convincing police to leave you alone in that situation.
Hey, Dylan, if I ask one more time for my soundboard to be put in order so I can easily read where the things are, and I mean this, it's not a joke, you will not be on the show anymore. I've said it 5 times. I don't know where the real ass dude of the week drop is. I was about to give it to myself, okay? And I can't even.
You never give me time before the show. I say, hey, Lewis.
Dylan!
I said to you today, hey, Lewis, you have 5 minutes after the show. Part I said, hey, Lewis, you have 5 minutes after the show. Would you scream at me?
I'm too busy, doggy. Not today.
Dylan said, I have 5 minutes. Can I have 5 minutes to talk after the show? I said, no, it's Monday. You cannot. We can talk tomorrow or on the phone. That has nothing to do with the fucking soundboard. Okay.
That's what I need to do at those times.
You need me to sit there and do the fucking
what
soundboard
order
with you?
Do you want?
Is that what you were asking for, Dylan? That's why you want to see me after the show? To talk about the soundboard order?
Some other things, too.
Okay, exactly. It's nothing to do with it. Don't ever try to out fucking argue with me with fucking bullshit. Okay? Come to me with tangible facts. Don't fucking come to me with fucking like, oh, well, look. Nah, I actually respect that way less. Okay?
Can I fix know the soundboard. Order you would like?
Figure it the fuck out. Make it so when I look down, I know the real ass dude of the week is right there.
Are you ready? I am mind free.
Pretty good one, though.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
I am the real ass dude of the week for convincing those cops that I didn't attack that woman. Damn, I'm good.
You look like a little kid in a preschool telling everybody they're cool.
I'm a hung up.
Ah, shit. All right. We need more facts. I need a follow up on that story. I feel bad for that girl. What, Dylan? What?
I used to work there.
Used to work where?
That bar. Where that was.
Like, what?
That video. Yeah, that's what is,
that's in New York.
When I first saw it, I was like really surprised. It's one of my old managers.
It's in New York.
Wait, you have more information about this?
Yeah,
Our old like bar group chat was like going off this weekend because they were tagging and we were all kind of like laughing because.
But did the Uber driver actually bring the phone back?
So the manager you see in the video, that his name is Chad. What's up, Chad? He just
isn't that what they call male Karens? They literally call male Chad. Karens Chads. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a rooftop bar and like it's a nice place. So she was 100% drunk. She was definitely drunk, and he just tried to figure out what's going on. She's yelling about all the thing. She came from the Uber, went to the room, went to the bar. A lot of people at the rooftop bar. Sure, it was a nice weekend, and she got drunk. Sure, they walked out to the elevators where you have to go downstairs. She probably met them in that lobby. That's where the elevators land. And then that's probably where all that proceeded. Chad then went outside and there's an Uber driver like, somebody left their phone. He's like, is this your phone?
And that's confirmed.
Yeah, it was in the group chat. Like, confirmed from peers of the people that worked there.
You've been sitting on this story for like 9 minutes.
You've been watching.
We were trying to figure it out.
I was letting you guys go through. I didn't want to stop the show.
I like the fact that he didn't want to stop the show. Because nobody wants Dylan to interrupt.
I like that you let us talk it out.
Yeah.
And you let the bit simmer.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see. A black high school student gets classmate kicked out of her dream college by sharing a video of her saying the N-word 3 years ago. Wait, what?
I actually have that in my group chat.
Jimmy Galligan claims he saw the video last year of 2016 Snapchat of Mimi Groves using a racial slur. He tried telling teachers about it at the time, but they said they couldn't do anything. In June, after Mimi posted something supporting Black Lives Matter, he released the video. Within 2 days, she was kicked off the varsity cheerleading team and was forced to withdraw her submission from the University of Tennessee. Where, I mean, that's...
Yeah, if you can't go to Tennessee...
By saying the N-word?
That's it, dude.
I thought that's how I get in.
that was my application.
She's got to go to trade school now.
Is there anything more to this? Is a video? Let's see. It's another hot chick.
She posted it herself on Snapchat?
Yeah, dude. Sometimes people just... They're fucking...
That?
Yeah. I mean, look. Legion of Skanks does it twice a week.
Yeah. That's the chick from Alabama did that. Remember that? The sorority chick?
Go ahead.
It was her and like three of her sorority sisters. Whoa.
What'd she say?
I can drive. Oh, she's in a Cadillac, too. That's hateable.
What did she... I don't understand what she...
I can drive N-words, but like with an A.
Oh, I can drive, niggas.
What's all that?
He also sat on it for like 2 years before posting it. And then only posted it when she posted something for Black Lives Matter.
What a Chad.
So hold on. What? I mean, first of all, she's cute. I dig it. I dig it. We should have a fucking racist beauty contest on the show.
That'd be a close race.
And this guy is.
First of all,
he's a pretty half white lesbian.
That's a guy?
Oh, dude, I hate brown people with freckles, and that includes myself. I hate it. Yuck. Yuck. You make me sick.
So she got chucked out of college. That's it?
So this bitch, this guy right here is fucking, he's not even fucking full white. He's a mudblood, as they say.
Yeah, fucking freckles over here.
Yeah, fucking. I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. What is the fucking point? What is the point of it? I don't really understand.
In the Snapchat video, was that beep on it or was it not?
No.
It wasn't originally. No.
Okay.
So he had that on his phone for 2 years, though. He's waiting on it.
He initially tried to get her fucking kicked off of.
Well, he complained about it to teachers, and teachers were like, I don't know. I can't. Shut up, Chad.
Who cares? I would sue the fuck out of that school. You cannot be kicked out of a school for saying, I can drive, niggas. You cannot be kicked out of a school. That is fucking crazy. How is there not grounds for a lawsuit there? Also, what is this guy? Let's see. Groves insists he has no regrets.
Of course he doesn't.
And says nothing would have been done unless he'd posted the video to social media.
Okay. I was not expecting like a fucking queer. Because this is definitely like an out there gay dude. I was expecting like a hood black guy that did this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a fucking jerk off.
What do you want to say?
Who
it's
cares?
Like, so hold on. What's your point now? You want to kill racism, right? By getting some girl kicked out of her school in Tennessee. What do you think she's calling you and your entire family right now?
But this is after she showed support for Black Lives Matter.
So let's just say she was racist, but she wasn't. She was making a dumb fucking joke. Yes. Let me explain to you something about. Let me explain to brown people something about white people. Every white guy calls his friend nigga behind closed doors.
They'd be lucky.
Every single white guy does this. It's like, oh, what up, nigga? There's a Joe Rogan joke about that. There's a Joe Rogan joke about that where it's like, yeah, it's just fun to say. It's fun to say, okay? And the fact is, it's not real racism. And if you want to fight real racism, I'm saying more fucking power to you. If there's a Ku Klux Klan member living in your neighborhood and you're fucking uncomfortable with the fact that he's burning crosses on your lawn or whatever he's doing, okay? I understand you writing a letter.
Victimless crime.
I understand you writing a letter. I understand you trying to get him fired from his job. I mean, look, I don't think that racism is inherently something that you should fucking try to destroy people for. People are raised in certain ways. I got to be honest with you. If I'm trying to destroy everybody for being racist, well, every fucking black kid from the hood, every Puerto Rican kid from the hood, they're all racist as fuck. Okay? They're all racist as fuck against white people. Puerto Ricans are racist against Dominicans. Chinese people are racist against Koreans.
You like shopping at Korean delis?
Let me tell you something, okay? Racism exists, and I think our goal should be to try to fucking coexist in spite of the fact that racism exists. You put that racism and prejudice aside, and you go to work. You work with this guy. You know, anybody over the age of 70 or 60 is fucking probably pretty racist, pretty bigoted. But guess what? They show up at work, they do their job, they go home, they're not hurting each other. Who fucking cares what people say behind closed doors? This is not a case of racism. This is the case of a chick just trying to be fucking funny on her Snapchat, and she thought it was cute to fucking say nigga. Who cares?
And let's break it down. This freckled faggot probably wanted to be prom queen.
Yeah.
And she got fucking attention. And he's like, let me destroy her.
You sit on something for 2 years. There's a reason behind it.
Looks like he sits on a few things.
Oh. Well, he got her, though. It was like a personal vendetta, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Sure. No, he definitely,
on it, though.
Yeah, she definitely and said she, something to him.
She looks hateable a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
She's hot, dude.
Oh, she's driving a Cadillac, though. It was like, what's up? And then Cadillac, and it's like, did you buy that? They're in high school, right?
No, at that point.
You were applying for Tennessee.
They were seniors in high school?
She had to withdraw her application.
So that's her dad's car.
Oh, so she was like a 16-year-old kid in the other video.
That's a rich kid.
She's not
that's
hot.
That's a 16-year-old rich kid.
Oopsie doodle.
Whoopsie.
They also took her off the cheerleading
team. Oh, that was her, what? Mimi? Oh, come on, bro. Mimi. She's so hot. Yeah. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Who says the N-word? Me.
Hell yeah. Circle snake, circle snake, circle snake, circle snake. I mean, I'm not, this isn't coming from a place where it's like, yeah, it's good to be racist. It's coming from a place where, no, go fight your real fight. Go fight the real fucking battle. You know, if you want to fight racism, there's racist people out there. You can fucking go to fucking the backwoods and find an actual racist and go fucking knock on his door and let him know how you feel. But to go and fucking
I'd bring friends, but
try to destroy this fucking delightful young blonde girl who's probably a very talented cheerleader. How the football team supposed to win?
Yeah.
Without Mimi.
Oh, I thought you meant without N-words.
That's one of the cheers. Give me an N.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she's a cute chick. Good for her. Good for her.
A lot of cute chicks being false.
You know what? She'll be fine.
Exactly. That's the point. Is that at the end of the day,
she's got to pick a different name.
She didn't really need college. Yeah. Just go fucking marry a fucking
She'll be Margaret.
Guy.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah.
She's going to pull the same play that the first one did, where, like, you just say it's not you.
She's like, it was Remember not that? Me, duh.
Yeah, that was the first lady. She's like, I ain't fucking me.
I like it. I like it.
It's a deep fake.
Yeah, that's what the first one did. She was like, that's not me. I don't know who the hell.
All right, let's see. U.S. ski champion criticized. Let's see what happens here. Let's see the video, Shannon.
Give me 1 second. Always runs ads first. Hold on.
There we go.
Opening.
Let's see. Racist live chat. Any other comments here?
Man, thank God.
Lewis calls every female hot, says Manhands. Shut the fuck up, Manhands. You hot, sexy girl.
It's running an ad, sorry.
Let's see. Aspersion caster says, back to the days of Lewis calling kids hot. Look, doggy, it's an accident. It's not my fault that she's a hot kid. Can't blame me, okay? You can't fucking tell how old these girls are anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. Come on.
We didn't find out until after that story.
Come on now.
Yeah, we didn't find out until after when just about that story about a high school cheerleader.
Yeah. That, she was that starts out by saying high school cheerleader.
Look, she's a beautiful girl. What am I supposed to do? I would be lying. Anybody, any man who would look at her and be like, she's not a beautiful girl, is a pedophile.
It looks like that guy who accused her.
Yeah, dude. That guy's, you're trying to hide something. I can obviously say, no, I wouldn't have sex with this child.
That's good. That's
all me.
Left the beat at the end of that, so you can clip it.
Yeah, he's like,
clip
that.
Yeah,
whatever you need.
Come on, bros. Right.
Write that down.
Oh shit.
Listen, I hate to be a broken record, but as men, we do fetishize cheerleaders, and nobody's jerking off to a 35-year-old cheerleader.
Ew. No. Imagine that.
Yuck.
Yeah. What's this, arena football? Fuck out of here.
Oh shit. All right, go ahead. Play that video, Shannon.
What's this one?
Racist man. Whoa.
That's a baby going flying.
That baby loves it. See you later, kid.
Oh, that would have been so hilarious. Funny.
Yeah, that's fine. What's the big deal about that?
People got mad? She was criticized
Wait,
for
that's
that?
The video?
Yeah, that's the video. It's just people were like, you know, you don't know what's at the bottom of the snow.
Get the fuck
and
out of here. What are you talking about?
The ground.
Dude.
More
She's
snow.
She's a ski champion. She's got to get used to the snow.
Yeah.
She's literally. That's like when your dad throws you in the water because you're scared of swimming and then you never swim for the rest of your life.
Dude, she didn't. I got tossed when I was a kid all the time.
That looks like it'd be just really fun.
Yeah. I want to do that.
Dude. Yes.
She didn't overhand him.
Yeah.
That would have been sick.
I literally thought she like did a fucking.
Like she spiked him?
Shooting a jump shot.
Like a hook shot. Like.
Yeah.
It hit off the rim of a garbage can and fell in the snow.
Kobe.
Donovan McNabb flea flicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought that was going to be way worse. That was just cute, and the baby looked like it was having fun.
Literally laughing as he
It also
got
wasn't the first time she's done that to that baby. That baby, it's a game that they play. She throws her in the snow. That's stupid. What are people getting upset about?
As they say, you can't see what happens immediately afterwards, so they don't know like what the baby is landing on, if the baby can walk.
Well, yeah. Was there like knives in the snow? Like it's her yard.
Did she say the N-word when she tossed it?
Yeah, the baby said, "Yo, this is cold, nigga."
She's like, "Nah."
Do you I got an argument with my family about this. Do you throw a kid in a pool to teach it to swim? Do you just throw it in there? Because some parts of my family are like, "Yeah, just chuck that kid in the pool."
No, that's psychotic.
Okay,
that's crazy.
That's like John Wayne days. There's a clip from that movie he did where he chucks the kid in the lake.
Yeah, and you let him figure it out.
Yeah,
you
get half of my family thought that was the way to go.
I was gonna say,
right?
And then half my family got me swim lessons.
Okay,
yeah, No, that's crazy. I mean, I don't remember ever. Like learning to swim, I just knew how to swim. Like I don't remember the moment
you
had,
like,
where
the floaties, you get past them, and then you're just
I don't really ever remember a time where I didn't know how to swim. I just always have a memory of being able to swim in a pool. But my son got swim lessons when he was a kid. Yeah. I mean, you know, no, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's what I remind me of. Yeah, I mean, I got yelled at by my family.
Yeah, there it is.
Nuts.
Yeah, there we go.
This
yeah,
is throw Zach's, a kid this in is the Zach's thing. House, dude. He's like, yeah. fuck.
Like, you ever see that? You ever see the clip from Frankenstein? Yeah. The original yeah. Frankenstein?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he throws the little girl in.
Learn. Yeah. Everybody should swim.
Shut up, bitch.
Everybody should swim.
That's he's half already my halfway. Family.
Look at this. I'd be sick if a gator back, popped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he's the way to swimming like a nigger.
That would be
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
Well, that was John Wayne.
Yeah.
He's swimming like one of them there Africans.
That would be a fun barbecue if you could. If you were like kind of hammered and you had a young cousin, you just threw him in. Everybody yeah. joking around. I'd be all right with that.
I definitely chucked a couple of young cousins in a pool.
But yeah. did they know how to swim?
I don't know. You don't think about it.
You're in the moment. You got to take your shot.
Yeah. There was other people in the pool. He was bobbing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. No, yeah, I've never done that.
That's a very old school.
Yeah, that's what
dad
I mean.
Mentality. Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
I also never I've never gone skiing. I'm trying to plan a ski trip.
Skiing.
For the first time.
Would you ski or snowboard?
I think I'd ski because I've never skied. I've never
snowboarding. Gay? Is that what you
no, snowboarding.
Would you ski or snowboard?
I talk in my hand.
I've never gone. I've never done either. But I think the first time I want to actually go skiing.
Huh? Yeah, that's tubing. Easier.
Yeah,
tubing's cool.
That's sled riding.
Yeah,
I went on like a first date and I got a concussion and I was a total grump. I took a girl up to the Poconos, got snowboard or whatever. And I had like shark eye, like dilated pupils, and I just freaked out. And I was just like, "This isn't for me." And then she skied with my best friend for like an hour.
Oh, did they hook up?
No. I dated her for 4 years, and then she left me because I wouldn't stop drinking.
Wow. Yeah, there's a chick that I'm interested in right now, and she's never gone.
Has her name changed the subject?
Yeah. No, it's still this. Well, I mean, that's it. I want to take her. She's never gone skiing, so I think I might take her skiing.
Where would you go?
Probably the Poconos.
But neither of you have ever skied.
Neither okay. of us, yeah.
All right.
Does that mean we have to go on like a little bitch fucking hill?
Bunny hill. Yeah, you got to pizza
go all the way.
Not me, dude. I'm going
just to start ripping.
All the way up.
The fucking extreme one, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, just hit the fucking diamonds right away. What are the black diamonds?
Helmet or no?
No.
No helmet.
No. Who wears a helmet skiing?
I don't wear helmets. First time?
Doggy, it's snow. It's soft.
Yeah. That is now.
All right, show
some of that shit's iced the fuck up. It sucks.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking
Dylan,
die.
You've gone skiing. You
that
went
kills
right?
people, dude. I went once and I cried because I hurt my
arm and my dad was. You dying. Cried? What are you producing a podcast?
Did you have a helmet on your first time?
No, I went snowboarding and we went down.
Talking to a microphone, Dylan. Jesus,
don't
Christ.
Don't come over here. There's one open right in front of you.
Okay. I'm not gonna sit.
No, you're not gonna sit.
I know. We went on a family skiing trip. I wanted to go snowboarding. You saw on like the small little mountain, and it's like 50 feet of just like small shit. And then we went to the big one. I'm like hyped.
Yeah.
I'm like from Florida, like longboarders. So I'm like, I'm gonna bomb this hill. Bomb that hill. There's no way to stop. I'm going way too fast. So I start trying to do the little side stop thingy.
Yeah.
And there's like little jumps so like good people can have fun. And I'm like stopping, and then the jump is there. And I just go whoop. And I just ate it. Everything hurt, and a dude Australian comes over and goes, "You all right, mate?" And I just go, "Can you please take off my boots?"
Now, do more accents.
That was good.
Hard to make and a ski story then work, honestly. I just bombed one too. It's all right.
The guy who ran the ski resort was Indian, right? Yeah, what did he say?
Don't sue me. I don't know.
Get out of my face.
Don't sue me. All right.
He is Jewish. It was actually an accurate joke.
Just happy somebody else bombed hard in a fucking snowboard story. Fucking bail me out. I was like, yeah, keep going. Hit that accent again.
He bombed a hill. He bombed a story. Yeah. Dylan bombs. Like,
please be worse than
that. That was the whole story. One time I was snowboarding. What happened? I fell.
They're all like that. Yeah. They're like, we were hammered and we fell. And it's like, okay, what the fuck? It sucks. That's what mine was. You're gonna have fun, dude. Wear a helmet, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got.
You're gonna
wear like a football helmet.
Other skiers will fuck you up if you suck. They'll cut you off. Because there's like mean people everywhere. So like if you stink and you're on a nice date and your chick's hot.
So you think people
someone's
are
going
to
fucking
stake them. Move, loser.
No, there's no communication. They just fucking cut you back. There's no talking.
I can do this. I'll tell you right now. First
you're
going to
get fucked up.
I don't think so, dude. I think I'm going to be a fucking ski pro.
You got to get a motocross.
The hardest
helmet.
Part I would think is getting off of the lifts. That's tough.
I've been on ski lifts before, but not skiing.
What have you?
I went to Big Bear, California this past summer, and we took the ski lift all the way up, and it's fucking horrifying.
Dude, when you get off them, they rip you off. It's like shoom, when they turn that corner. So I know that's tough. I've only been skiing a couple of times. I thought it was gay. And I've snowboarded a few after that. But
snowboarding's cooler than skiing?
I mean, I don't know. I liked it a little bit, but I don't do shit. There you go. Dude, there was one I was watching this morning. Some lady came around the corner, literally hanging upside down. How she got there, I don't know, but it was fucking great. That's the pulley ones. They pull you up. Whoa, Dylan was pretty accurate.
Yeah. I'm going to sue you.
Wait, that actually just looks fun. Yes.
Oh, if you go snowboard too, it's kind of hard to get off the lift and you might eat it.
That's what I just said.
I hate every part of this.
I feel like these people all suck.
You see the one foot in?
Look, this guy's a fucking idiot.
1 foot in, 1 foot out. It's terrible. I've never seen
people act this way skiing or snowboarding.
Dude.
So this is like
this guy's about to just get launched.
Blow your knee out.
God, what is this one? I've never seen this kind of lift.
Ooh, big dog.
I hate this.
His leg gets fucking torn off his body.
Jesus.
How'd you get on a ski lift with no skis on? I thought you had to...
Yeah, see how fast it... Dude, it'll wail on you.
Damn. Look, I mean, that's fine. I feel like...
Yes. Get there.
Here's a Karen.
Here's actually. An N-word.
Oh, that ski's gone.
When she fell.
Her ski's gone, dude. She's got one ski.
Porch monkey.
Oh, this dude's going to eat it.
So I've never seen these before.
I've never seen this at all. What is this?
Those are like the pulley ramps that'll just pull you up as opposed to sitting in the seat. I've seen the ones with the rope. I've never seen that.
I would hate. I want to sit, dude. If you sit, you get smoke on the way up.
What? Yeah. What the fuck? See, like, half these idiots could just let go of the seat and they'd be fine.
These are all just stupid people. They're not showing the thousands of people that just do it normally.
She didn't even try.
He's like, tell my story.
Ronnie Clarkman did it.
Yeah, he Clarkman it.
All right, we'll see. When I go skiing, I will take video and I will show you guys the results of it. I bet you that I'm really good.
Are you going to get a cabin? You going to get a place? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, got to get a cabin.
Throw some shows up there, dude. Ooh, get a couple shows going.
Let's do some shows and fuck the Pokemon.
I'm saying.
I'm down. I am down. All right, we're going to wrap this one. I got to piss. My problem is, like, by the time I get here and drive, like, I have to pee so badly. Today I just pulled over on the side of the highway on the FDR and I just fucking pissed. Oh, dude.
How far is your ride now in from your new place?
Like 35 minutes.
Oh.
From to here. Yeah, about.
Do you pop the hood and do the I'm checking my oil or did you go outside?
I put on the the light, like the little blinker, the hazards, yeah. And then I just fucking stood there and I was like looking around like I was lost.
Felt the road flares.
Before we end, I forgot to tell you something that really made me laugh.
What?
My mom asked where you moved.
Yeah.
And I told her the name of the town. And she goes, oh, Jewtown.
Yeah, that is true.
Nice. And then my wife was like, what? And she goes, our accountant used to live there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That was her entire explanation. Our accountant used to live there.
No, she's not wrong. It's weird. My part of town is all Italians, but just like a few blocks over, you go straight up into Jewtown. It is like a lot, and it's a lot of Hasids. And look, I'm not.
I don't even know what that is. What's a Hasid?
Hasidics,
yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah, dude. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying that Hasidics are fucking, but in terms of the Jews, this is the one that you want to be the least.
Okay.
You know?
Says the guy who pissed on the road yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Hasid would have just pissed down his leg.
Yeah.
Okay. I fucking pissed in my car yesterday.
He's like, oh, I smell better now.
Yeah.
What accent was that?
Hasidic.
That is? That's
awesome. It's my Hasidic accent, yes.
It's Middle Eastern.
I'm wearing a lot of, coats and a hat, and I have Jew curls. I have Jew curls that come down. I am a Hasidic. Yeah, that's a fucking actual accurate Hasidic.
That's what they say.
I do all the Jews. Then I can do the Nebuchadnezzar, like, nerdy, like, oh, hey, I'm a Jew.
They're the whiny ones.
And then, like, Israeli is like, oh, let's go. I want to kill a baby from Palestine. I spent a little time in France, and I love wine, but I am from Israel. And then the last one is...
I own half of Gas Digital Network.
Shit. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. So don't tell me I don't have range in my fucking impressions. Thank you. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. Thank you guys so much for supporting today's show. please subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP30. And we're going to be back on Wednesday. It's Philly week. Like I said, we got Butterly and Rainey coming on Wednesday. We got fucking the Assy Awards already confirmed as presenters. Shane Gillis, Mark Random, Big J Okerson. We got lots of special guest presenters coming in. Or not coming in, but, you know, we'll see what happens. And Zach's like, what? 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 I will not be here. Thank you guys so much. We'll check you guys on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.